These lectures are titled Human Prehistory and the First Civilizations, Part 3. Lecture 25, The Harappan Civilization of South Asia.
Part 5 of this course describes the early civilizations of South, Southeast, and East Asia. We've taken a geographical shift into an area that archaeologically is very much less well known than the Eastern Mediterranean world, and as such it's less familiar to the average layperson interested in archaeology, which is why I'm rather excited to bring it into this course on human prehistory, because this area, with all its interconnections and flourishing, often flamboyant civilizations, was of critical importance to the ancient world as a whole. In this lecture, lecture 25, I'm going to take you to South Asia, where we'll describe the beginnings of the Harappan civilization, which flourished in Pakistan's Indus Valley before 2500 BC. I'm going to explain how maritime trade with Mesopotamia was one of the catalysts which led to the development of this indigenous Harappan civilization and its cities. And then I'm going to analyze in some detail a civilization that was very different from those of Mesopotamia with its patchwork of city-states. Here was a civilization which covered a large area, controlled it loosely, and was very different from either the rather standardized civilization of Egypt or the rather chaotic city-state-oriented societies of Mesopotamia. I'm going to analyze the cities themselves, the great cities of Harappa and Mohenjo-daro, and analyze the ancient religious beliefs which may have been ancestral to modern-day Hinduism. Unfortunately, we don't know a great deal about them, but there were some tantalizing clues. And then finally, I'm going to look at the collapse of the Harappan civilization. We don't look a great deal in this course at collapses, and the collapse of the Harappan was probably a combination of resulting from environmental and other factors, and it's a good example of the volatility of the world's early civilizations. Now, in part 5 of this course, which deals with these African and Asian kingdoms and states, we're looking at a world that was really closely linked by long-distance trading routes, especially after the Christian era, during the last 2,000 years. But to begin our survey, we've got to go back to much earlier times, to the rise of the Harappan civilization in Pakistan's Indus Valley after 2600 BC. Let's make one important point right away. South Asia developed its own distinctive civilizations, marked by their ability to assimilate ideas from outside and turn them to their own use. But these distinctive societies with their own local institutions came in part from the very nature of the geography of South Asia. There were natural boundaries formed by the Himalayas and other great mountain ranges. There were boundaries caused by the often rough waters of the Indian Ocean and the Gulf of the Ganges. And then there were the boundaries of tropical rainforest in Southeast Asia. As far as we know, the Indus River Valley in what is now Pakistan, in the eastern part, western part of South Asia, was the cradle of South Asian civilization. This river, which rises in the Himalayas, has a vast alluvial plain, which provided soft, easily turned soils for simple subsistence agriculture, which began in this region well before 6000 BC. We don't know the exact date. Many sites are mantled by later river alluvium. Did agriculture develop in this area indigenously, or was it introduced here?